Women's Rights, performed by
Lydia, Haley,
Vladimir,
and Ellis. Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Everett Avely, and today we're going to discuss the topic of women's rights. Some may try to deflect from this topic, but it's time to acknowledge the elephant in the room and explain what's happening in this world. Today we have special guests Elizabeth Stanton, Susan B. Anthony, and Ernest Hemingway. We will see an opposing view from Ernest Hemingway. Stanton and Anthony are both presidents of the National American Women's Suffrage Association. They both work together to spread awareness that women deserve rights just as much as men do. We have a few questions for these guests today. Where did this idea come from that women are in fact capable of less?
Hi, and thank you for having me. I'm Susan B. Anthony. Early humans operated in what is known as hunter-gatherer societies. This pretty much means that men took care of the hunting and physical aspects, while women and children did the non-physical jobs, such as cleaning the home and making dinner.
And I am Elizabeth Stanton. Susan is exactly right. Since the early humans, this has just been what was normal, which then made people believe that these were the only jobs suitable for women, which needs to be changed. Women are just as capable as men. These old norms shouldn't define women's strength all around the world.
Ugh. I am the genius of these two ignorant people. You have to know me. I'm Ernest. But back to the reason why America might be in trouble. You both are entirely wrong. Early humans made these gender role jobs because they too had common sense and could just simply see that women were just not cut out for the work that men are.
During that time period, men were treated higher than women.
Men, their rights, and nothing more. Women, their rights, and nothing less.
Why do you believe women are just as important as men?
I declare to you that women must not depend on the protection of man, but must be taught to protect herself. And there I take my stand. It was we, the people, not we, the white male citizens, nor yet we, the male citizens, but we, the whole people, who formed the Union. And we formed it not to give the blessings of liberty, but to secure them. Not to have half of ourselves and half of our prosperity, but to the whole people, women as well as men.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. We are people just like them. We are no different. We should all be treated equally.
Women are not as intelligent as men. Men are far more superior. Women should be at home. They can't do what us men can do. Men are created equal. Women, not so much. We can do the hard work. That's what we are best at. Women can do the easy work. That's what they're best at.
Should women have the right to vote?
We will fight for our rights. Everyone is created equal. We will have strength. The best protection any woman can have is courage.
No, no! You don't have any common sense. Women can't do anything. They are weak. They do not need to be making decisions for our country. Imagine what the world would be like with a woman for president.
There will never be complete equality until women themselves help to make laws and elect lawmakers. So what that we have different gender? That should not define why we are not as important as men.
Why should women have equal pay?
They shouldn't at all. There's no reason why they should. They don't have the qualities us men have.
Equal pay for equal work. We're just as capable.
Men are important to today's society. Women are just as important as they are. So if we do the same job just as well as them, then I ask you, why should we not get equal pay?
Well, that's the thing. You don't. You women can't do what us men do, so there should be no equal pay for the quality that the women give.
Inspirational women are all over the world. Rosa Parks fought for equal rights for colored people and changed America.
Anna Roosevelt was an American politician.
Joan of Arc led the French army and risked her life for her country.
Princess Diana devoted her life to charity work.
All these women are very important, and we are all created equally.
We have heard from both sides of the issue. Elizabeth and Susan both claim men and women are equal. On the other hand, Ernest thinks that men are better than women. Women are just as important as men. Women's suffrage is a meaningful part of American history. So make a difference. Be kind to others. What can you do?